Oh man, it was an amazing experience. Let me tell you, just to be around a guy that is so passionate, so shoot, what are the words? Eager to prove himself daily, whether it's on the field, whether it's in meeting rooms, whether it's talking one-on-one. It was a joy to be on the same field with him every day in practice and just competing against him and to see how he can get under people's skin within a second. And these young guys, I'm like, guys, just let him be. Just let him do what he does. Don't pay attention to him. He's just trying to get under you and get you all out of whack. And he's going to try to kill you on the field. I'm like, don't let it get to you. And it was, and as much as he brought to on the field, seeing him with his family and seeing what he does off the field with his charities and how much work he does in that sense, it was truly amazing to see a man and how much change and difference he can make outside the game. I cherished every day I had with him. We became closer because of it and truly gained a brother in this year I was with him. You know, we always were close because we went to the same school and competed against each other, but our friendship and relationship grew to another level, and I'll definitely cherish that.
Another former teammate and friend of yours this weekend has a big one, and you know that a friend of yours, me, and another friend of yours, Morgan Scally, happen to be big Kansas City Chiefs fans. You got to see Big Ben, and they were hitting their stride when you saw him late. How big a handful do Alex and the Chiefs have this weekend with the Steelers?
Yeah, it's going to be a great game, old school right there. It's going to be cold, most likely, and two great teams, offensive, defense, great defense, Kansas City. Defense for Pittsburgh's playing well, hitting their stride. Obviously, Pittsburgh's got weapons, receiver, running back, quarterback, obviously. It's gonna be an amazing game. If I had to pick a team, I think Pittsburgh's going to win. But, I've been wrong before, and who knows what's going to happen.